Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. I'm working on becoming a better person.
Yes, you are.
And let's see how I'm doing. Let's check in on my progress. This is yesterday around 7:35, me interacting with a member of the tribe.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
Into the mouth base! Hey.
Yes. Oh, to a good start.
Now you're almost gonna lower. So when you just beam into that moment, you think, well, probably not so good.
Do you think you're making good progress?
Yes!
Want some pizza?
Yes!
Where does the pizza go?
Into the mouth base!
I knew when it was happening. I'm like, yep, I just popped.
Yes!
So there were speakers. In my eardrums. The first time I lowered my headphones in a long time.
Wow.
And Chris Furzy, who does an angry podcast called Bone to Pick Podcast,
yep,
was frightened.
Even he backed up.
Yes!
All right, but can we go through this and just see, like, was this justified?
All right, so here's the beginning of the call
beginning
that
of the
led
call.
To that moment.
Yes, thank
yes!
you.
Yes!
Big Chris, what do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Mouthpiece, please.
First of all, let me talk.
Okay, mouthpiece. So, but I... Mouthpiece, please.
Yes,
in a gentle tone.
You were cordial. You were cordial. You were
okay.
cordial, yes.
Yep. Right. And that's 7 seconds so far.
Yep.
Right. Please.
First of all, let me talk.
Mouthpiece.
Huh?
Mouthpiece.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Three times. Now I can hear it starting to... I'm cranking up now.
Within 12 seconds, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Big Chris, what do you got?
Oops, sorry.
Please.
First of all, let me talk.
Mouthpiece.
Huh?
Mouthpiece.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Chris,
we can't talk. There's no progress. Yeah. I can tell he's not even trying. He hears mouthpiece. So I'm going to tell my story.
He's not listening to you at all.
It doesn't sound like it, no. Yeah, he's just talking.
Yeah.
I can't tell, what his goal was. It sounds like I'm going to come on, I'm going to talk as fast as I can, and we get off.
So as a courtesy... Yeah. I thought I'd increase my volume to help him.
Mouthpiece.
Perhaps and you talk slower. Mouthpiece.
Yeah.
In case you understand what I said earlier, right. Mouthpiece.
Maybe this is being lost in translation on my end.
Right. Mouthpiece.
Slow down and enunciate.
Right.
Mouthpiece. What second is that? Where are we?
Right there for mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Is 14. Seconds
All right,
in.
We're 14 seconds in.
And the same with this Thunderstruck.
I've asked them probably 4 or 5 times now. Mouthpiece.
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 Here it's cold!
All right.
Chris.
We can't talk. We can't hear you.
This is mine.
Yes.
This is my bone.
Big bone.
Mouthpiece.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me now?
All right,
you sound like you're talking through a pillow, brother.
Yeah.
Are you in a pillow?
Are you on a phone?
We're exploring all options, though.
We don't know. I guess we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Okay, so I'm making a joke.
You are?
I'm thinking now that I stopped him from talking, and you've asked him, AJ. Phil has said it.
Yeah.
We've all acknowledged it. There's a problem with the mouthpiece.
There's an issue.
He called. He held. You know, we want to... Give him a shot here. It's 25 seconds, and the only clear thing we've heard from him is...
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me now?
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And my goal with every call is to have it be such a call that we replay it at another time.
Right.
So he reached that goal.
But the wrong way. He got there the wrong way.
For the wrong reason, yep.
Okay. So we're at 14 seconds now?
25 seconds now.
25.
Wow.
Are you on a phone?
Here we go.
Megaphone.
How about now?
Yes.
Yes.
My beautiful. Goodness.
Into the mouthpiece. Hey.
Yes. Take the donut away.
Now it seems.
I got to lower the headphones again.
Now it sounds crazy.
Oh, I felt my tooth move on that one.
It's funny because we finally got to where you wanted it, and now you're mad.
Right. I didn't hear that before.
It took too long getting that. That's why. Yeah.
Right. Megaphone. Wow.
Huh?
You want a megaphone.
How about now?
Yes.
Yes.
My goodness.
Into the mouthpiece.
Yes. Take the donut away.
All right, got you.
Oh, Oh my God! That's
okay. Clearly, I can't like teach preschool.
Well, you can teach it. You can teach the hard of hearing.
All right, Chris.
32 seconds, start to finish.
32 seconds.
Nice.
All right. So, am I?
Yeah. You're getting better.
Okay. Golfer arrested for using golf club to beat a man walking on the golf cart path in Florida.
And which one do you use? An iron? Do you use a putter? Which one do you use?
I think an iron.
Does a caddy hand it to you?
I think it depends on how big the guy is.
Right, the caddy says, beat him with this, sir. They take the sock off it.
Take the sock off
it. Right. And do you tee the person up first? Do you announce it? Do you yell four?
Now, did he wave in the pathway? Because then he's in trouble.
He had the right of way.
Yeah, he had the right of way. You can't hit him.
See, this is better law.
52-year-old Eddie saw a couple walking down the cart path when he was playing golf with his son and decided to show his son how to handle this situation.
Watch and learn, son.
It was a learning moment.
Watch and learn, son. Here's how to go to prison.
So I'm glad we're here together today.
Were they each drinking a fifth of whiskey while they were doing this?
Man.
Odd relationship.
And he's 52, so this isn't a young boy. He's right. He's forming a man right now.
Right. Here's how you deal with idiots.
Yep.
Eddie approached the victim, and according to the victim's reports, Eddie spit on him and started beating him with his club.
That's how Grandpa used to do it.
You got to spit first.
And his father before him.
Check the wind. Make sure you don't spit into the wind.
Doesn't golf stand for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden?
The victim claims to have attempted to fight back with his water bottle.
Water bottle versus golf club. Yeah. My man's in the golf club.
I'm betting on Eddie.
Yep.
It's aluminum, though.
Right? But took several right. blows to the head and believed he suffered broken ribs from the attack as well.
Yow. Right. Yow.
Do we have audio of this guy? We do. What? This is the victim, right?
Yeah.
The victim, yes.
Yeah, this is
victim.
not Eddie.
Oh, that was okay. The beating.
Right.
Here, get the F off of there. Really angry. And I turned around like, we're getting off, sorry, and continues swearing at me. And my wife was there. She's yelling, stop, stop, let's get away from him. He lunges at me. This happened twice, like with the golf club. I'm like, stop it, stop it. You can't hit me. She just told me this today. I had the same thought. She said, this is how I'm going to lose him. It's like a living hell. It's like a nightmare.
I don't believe part of the story.
Right.
And the guy's like, get the F off there. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. I'll get him off. No. Yeah, yeah. Stop, stop.
The golf club doesn't come out for, okay.
Yeah, no.
How old is this guy, the victim, they say?
Doesn't say.
No.
He sounded older, but like, I don't know. If we're about the same age, you come out with a golf club. I'm not getting beat with a golf club.
Unless you wear one of those tight leased shirts. And
well, I'm not coming at you with a water bottle if you're coming at me with a golf club.
No, I'm coming at you, but I'm taking that club. And
yeah.
I'm playing nine holes on your hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Son, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working on my putts.
This putt's right here.
No, but that is one of those lessons when you see someone nuts, it's better to just walk away.
Walk away or run.
Don't up the nuttiness.
Right. Yeah. Just go someplace with a car.
I see your nuttiness, and I raise you.
You're right.
Right.
20 nuttiness.
Because not everyone shows they're crazy. Like, some people have good, crazy poker face. This guy showed his crazy.
Yeah,
leave the table.
Yeah.
If someone starts by saying, get the F off the path.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Like, okay, and I'm in Florida.
And they pull some grass up. They throw it in the air to see if the wind hits. It's nowhere to spit. Right. Yeah, you run.
And you talk in a calm golfer talk person. It's like, okay, I'll get off the course for you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how they give the Miranda rights when they're arresting them.
You have the right to remain silent.
The wife should have fought the son, made it fair. You know what I mean? Like that.
Right.
She went after the son. Then the guy's like, oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Oh,
so the
cool.
wife should have got in there.
All that brawl.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tag team.
I like it. Or at least give the other guy a club as well and then fight each other with the club.
Duel?
Yeah, exactly right. So I challenge you to a golf off. Here, my typist.
My guess is that Eddie was not having his best golf game.
No.
No, you don't think he was playing well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. He's hitting him into the rough. Yeah. He's like, just every shot is bad. He's in a really bad mood.
Yeah. And I never slice.
If he's having the game of his life, that guy's in the past. Like, oh, anyone could walk in the path. Have you seen me play golf?
Yeah. If you look in the front seat of the golf cart, there's a bunch of broken small pencils.
That's a sign.
Not a good day, yeah.
Don't talk back to this guy.
Those are easy to break with your fingers. Tiny.
Those are the guys I see playing, and I'm like, this is why I can't play this game. Like, it's supposed to relax you. You're supposed to be out there having a good time.
How'd that work for you?
This guy's taking it seriously. He's probably got custom clubs. He's right. got, like, the whole gear on. And he's the angriest guy. It's like, I can't. Right.
Well, here at Murder.
I can't work with that guy.
Here at Murder Hills Golf Course. Yeah.
Did he finish the round?
He did.
On his head.
He did.
Yeah, he put the ball on his head. I'm shooting right from your face.
Right.
Yeah.
Mulligan.
The victim said he'd also get probably 40. He got probably 40 stitches for his earlobe, which was barely hanging off.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Did his head resemble a golf ball? It was dense. Look at the Epcot Center.
Alan, the founder and manager of Woodbury Brewing Company, in studio now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay, so you? I'm in a bar, and I heard a story. And tell me if this urban legend is true.
Uh-oh.
I'm sitting with someone, and they said, we're talking about Woodbury Brewing.
You got it.
And they said, yeah, well, I used to live in his neighborhood, and he used to have this garage barn where he would, like, make his own beer.
Okay.
And the whole neighborhood would come over, and this was our neighborhood barn. We all had kids around the same age.
Nice.
And this was, like, the party house to go to, and we all knew the kids were having fun over here, and the adults are having fun over here, and that's how it started.
Oh.
Is that how it started?
That is very, very true.
Nice.
That's cool.
It started off having a place in the neighborhood that, all, like, everyone could come, just hang out, have fun, but then it turned into friends hearing about it, and then telling friends, and before you knew it, people were asking, where is this place?
Right. You had a brewery right. in your...
Oh, we had drum sets and dartboards and... got TVs, everything that you see now at Woodbury Brewing Company, we had a mini version of that.
Right.
So it didn't take a lot to figure out where we were going.
And that was everybody in the neighborhood cool with that, or did you have one or two?
Oh, no, there was some pushback.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it was all good.
It was a cool
name. It was all good.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It was Chat, Chew, and Brew. That was the name of the bar.
Chat, Chew, and Brew.
I could,
and we tried to go that direction, too. That was going to be the name. But then it turned out to be Chit Chat and Screw and Blue, and no one could actually say the name. I'm like, how are we ever going to actually have a brand?
Right.
If, a couple beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went from your barn to Woodbury Brewing.
That's pretty much
that
it. It was probably a card game or two with a too much homebrew and a few of us thinking,
you know what?
We can actually do this. Wow. And at that time, I had resigned from my previous career. And I started off as a nurse. So St. Raphael's, I was an oncology cardiothoracic nurse, and then I'd gotten into medical device sales. The last 4 years, I was a director for clinical operations.
Okay, smart guy.
Would you make a drink?
Well, nice to make beer.
I like to create things, for sure.
Nice.
And the brewing side of it, I can't say that I was the best brewer, but I know what not to fake, and that's where the gentleman sitting beside me.
Yeah.
You know, at this point,
Ben the brewer.
Ben is a professional brewer. And just recently, we also brought on Olivia. We call her Liv Pogo. She's our assistant brewer. So, from the beer side of things.
So, you got yourself like, I'm making a good beer for this neighborhood.
Yeah.
But now we're in the real world.
Right.
Oh,
now we're competing with all the best in the state.
Global,
so, I got to bring in some people with experience.
You think about it. I think right now, looking back, people that are opening up breweries and they thought they were a good home brewer, it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
It's a science. There's so much that goes into it that in this climate today, you can't come out with a bad beer. You've got to come out swinging with really great product.
It's interesting how educated the consumer is on this. Now, there are people like me who are like, well, I like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But then there are people who understand the science behind the making of the beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they come in
the first taste.
They could tell if you have it together or not.
Absolutely.
You're making the beer right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, everything
so
is
So some
on-site.
Brewers send it off. They have a recipe. They send it off to other
some
places.
Do.
It's made in other places. Then it,
yep.
you know.
Well,
so not you guys.
Absolutely. No, everything is on site. In fact, like as far as water goes, we're over the aquifer that feeds the Heritage Village.
Oh.
That whole water system. So
right.
We've got plenty of water. Good
so you
water.
See a pail every
that's
a
great. And it's good water. It's good water.
Blow the pail!
See how that's the main ingredient. That's
right.
An important one.
Nice.
All right, so you're coming out with a beer for golfers, and you want
sure.
us to help
yes.
you name it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, think about it. When you go out today, and you're going to pick up some beer, What do you guys think about? What do you look at? What drives you to pick up a 4-pack out of a case of 1,000 labels staring
this
at
show.
You?
No, not the reason why you're drinking.
Oh, gotcha.
The reason why you picked that beer.
Oh, yeah. What makes you?
We understand what made you open the door and go in there.
Phil!
Right. What would get you to reach in and grab that 4-pack?
The name over
all the other 4-packs.
The name
intrigues me. Yeah,
the name.
Yeah.
The name.
Yeah. If it's
and the
label. I wouldn't grab
the label.
It. Yeah.
Labels. So that's the second part of this. I think we've got to come up with a really cool name, and then how do you then translate that into a label that people look at and go, I got to.
Oh, that's funny.
A good part.
Or I got to buy a case of that and give that to my friends.
Right.
It's interesting because you want all of that to make you smile, but also you want it to look tasty.
Yes.
It's a weird.
Well, that's
because it can't be just funny.
Yeah, it's a science here.
It's also got to make you think that looks like a tasty beer.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and the name too.
Right.
Ben and I, when we were just chatting, he's talking about, you know, the Skins game, right? And what's four? People have look at some of those names. Foreskin.
Right.
Probably not the best name for a beer.
Right.
What is that going to taste like?
It's funny, but I'm not.
Yeah,
going
I'm not
to drink
pick that up.
The foreskin.
What would the container look? What would the container look like?
I am not.
It's got an interesting top.
Yeah.
How high to that can?
No.
How high is the yeast level in there?
See, it starts off this tall when you freeze it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Can't go there.
Yeah, grab a foreskin. No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank
but foreplay,
right.
There you go.
I mean, that I saw the tribe. That was on there.
We've all seen it. We don't like doing it, but we've all seen it.
Yeah, so we made a post and like hundreds and hundreds of comments. And Ruth has looked up some and Phyllis looked up some. We're going to go to the phone. So the name of this beer is going to be from somebody
100%.
In the tribe. 100%.
Nice. Yeah.
Done.
Wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. So pressure's on.
Bragging rights.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right. And then you'll do something nice for them.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, we could do something fun.
Yeah. Okay. Ruth, have you looked at some of your favorites?
Yes, I have some. I like Who's Your Caddy?
That's cool.
That is good. Who's your caddy?
Who's your caddy?
Oh, let me write this down. All right. Who's your caddy?
Nice.
Yep.
I like Big Putts.
Yes. Oh, nice.
That's
and she cannot lie. She cannot lie.
Oh, what does the label look like on that one?
Yeah. Need a bigger can.
Kind of a sand trap, but not really.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's going to be a tall boy.
Half a butt cheek looking like a sand trap.
Tiny right? golfer holding a massive putter.
Yeah, it's a 9-iron right there, easily.
It was Sir Chips a lot right there on
right.
it. So.
Partee, time.
Partee time, okay, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good.
A little complicated.
Yeah, after the last two, I kind of,
yeah.
Let's see.
There's no bad ideas.
There's no.
I saw a couple people wanted to give a shout-out to Caddyshack. Bushwood Brew came up a lot.
Bushwood.
Huh? I think there's something called that, though.
I didn't look that up, so I don't know.
All right, that's the other
that's
thing.
That's definitely another
do.
Thing. Is yeah,
you'll have to look at.
Absolutely.
There's a lot someone of else has
puns
it.
Out there.
We often think that we're original and no.
Right. Yeah, right. Ruth?
How about For the Love of Beer?
For.
F-O-R-E.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've got Double Bogey.
You reading the best ones?
These are some of the ones I like.
Oh, the ones you like. Okay.
Wait, come on. We were doing so good with the Who's Your Caddy. And
yeah.
You started strong.
Alan and I bonded on one that was posted.
Oh, yeah.
Putterface.
Yeah. Putterface. I love that one.
That's fun on two levels because one, we all get it, but if you don't get it, you get to explain to someone what putterface means,
right.
Which is even better.
It's a win-win.
The art on that would be the challenge, you know?
Right.
Putterface.
It's just someone you don't like's mom.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, stop.
Beautiful shaft, but.
Right.
Thank you.
Dan in Bristol.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Chaz, good to talk with you again. I actually met you at Woodbury Brewing this weekend.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it was a great place, man. We had a great time. That band was awesome.
Yeah.
It's just a good vibe there.
Yeah. Great vibe. So my beer was Eddie's Flogger. And if you look up the definition of flog, it's
beating
beat or let somebody with a stick.
Yeah. Going off of that whole story we just had with the guy named Eddie beat the guy at the golf club.
Okay,
Eddie
from Flogger. The news. Yeah. Right.
Flogger Logger.
Flogger Logger.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for the kind
Thank
words.
You.
Yeah, you can beat not bad it. At all.
Yep. Carl in the van.
Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
My guess is Albatross Ale. Albatross is one of the best scores you can get in golf, so might as well go with one of the best beers, right?
See, I'm thinking it's a nautical term, an albatross.
What are you thinking, Alan?
But it's a lager.
Oh.
And it does also exist.
Yeah,
I looked it up. There is somebody who has named a beer Albatross Ale.
All right. See, Carl, you...
Now, it's a good line of thought, though.
It was not.
Why? He's wrong. On topic.
Everything was wrong.
It's a lager, not an ale.
Don't hold back, Pat.
But this is something we would do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Right.
But it's a lager.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Josh and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm thinking Mulligan or Mugling. Mulligan Lager, because everyone deserves another beer,
right.
And then you can design the bottle with like a bunch of drunken buffoons falling off a golf cart, clubs flying everywhere.
So picture of us.
We had a guy, Scotty, on the Facebook page mention that as well.
Thank you, Josh.
Mulligan, yeah.
We do Mulligan just in four packs and one can's dented.
Nice.
Because it's a mulligan. Yeah. You have to do it over.
Somebody One's dropped. Empty.
Yeah, somebody dropped one behind them. Boom.
That's
mulligan.
Even better.
That'd be great. You might get one, you might get four.
Right. Yeah, who knows? Try again.
Andre and Derby.
What's up, guys? Hey, Alan. What's up, brother?
Andre, how you doing?
Doing all right. We love playing Alan's place over there, Woodbury, with the Streets band. We just did there a couple of weeks ago. A great place. They always treat the bands great.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
It's one of the best parts.
I'm going to figure, the way you guys just treat the bands and the whole place has just got a good vibe. It's got a nice stage. Gary does, runs excellent sound there. Just, one of our place, favorite places.
All right, with the ass kissing, what's the idea?
Tulips.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Tulips.
We know you love the place. Right. They love you. Right. What's the idea?
Smooch, smooch.
Alan asked the question, so I answer. So my idea is putts around, P-U-T-T-S, instead of P-U-T-Z.
Putts
right.
around.
Putts around.
Yeah. Right. Kind of like this call.
Yeah.
Just putzing around.
We love you, Andre.
Yeah, man.
All right, thank you, brother.
Good one.
Thank you, Andre.
Anything else from the Facebook page, Ruth? Find a couple more.
We'll I have a few over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our buddy John, so if you know John Daly, his phrase, grip it and sip it, was his suggestion. I thought that was great.
Rip it, rip it.
This
yeah,
is still so beer, right?
Rip it and sip it.
Yep. Okay. This, I guess, was before they knew that it was going to be a lager, but they said Kartpath Pilsner, which I just liked how that sounded.
Yeah.
That was Kathy. Thank you,
that
Kathy.
That could be the next one.
And yes.
We could have a whole line.
Yeah, there you go. And there's a lot of versions of Liquid Handicap or Liquid Talent or...
I've been Liquid Handicap before.
I would think if we're playing Loser Lager.
David and Dee were the first people I saw to suggest those, so thank you to them.
I think we've got to do one more break on this.
Yeah.
Can you guys hang for one more?
Sure thing.
Okay. We'll do a top story at the top of the hour for news. But also, I know you want to mention this event that's happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this Sunday... Woodbury Brewing Company is going to be the host site for what is called Mayfest. And if you're not familiar with Mayfest, think about an Oktoberfest. It's a German gathering celebrating the harvest. Mayfest is also a German holiday, and it's the celebration of spring.
Nice.
So the Woodbury Lions Club in town
Good people.
Is putting together a Brewfest. There's about 12 or 13 great breweries that are going to be coming to Woodbury. We're just the host site. The Lions Club is putting this on. Tickets are available. Everyone's going to get a tasting glass. They're going to have from 1 to 5. They can taste our brewery as well as all the others that are participating.
That's pretty cool.
Some folks like Back East and Reverie, Two Roads, John Watson, small little brewery in Southbury that puts out some great beer is going to be there. Abomination, Nasylum, just to name a few. So it's going to be a really good gathering. Live German music. Got this a group, Chris and Ronnie, that's coming from Long Island.
They play our Oktoberfest.
What was that?
What time on Sunday?
1 to 5.
One to five.
It's supposed to be beautiful weather.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Perfect. You got a big parking lot there, which is awesome.
Nice.
Massive. 400, yeah. I think 450 spots, so plenty of room.
Damn.
Some German fare specials as well.
Nice.
And kid-friendly. I think they're going to be doing some face painting, kids games.
Baby beers.
Yeah. You know what? And the best part is everything is going to Woodbury's Lions Club. And as you know, they help folks with that are seeing impaired, hearing impaired. They also do great scholarship work.
It's good work.
They're good people.
All right. So we're linked up on the radio station website. And we're bringing in a ringer.
Yes, we are.
Our old buddy, our old show producer, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning. I have chills right now. This song always gives me the tingles. Saw Jedi in the theater over the weekend with my son.
Really?
It was an experience. It was awesome. I almost cried, I think. Like, I was tearing up, sitting there looking at him. I don't think he cared as much as I did.
You probably, because of your age, didn't see your first Star Wars movie in a theater.
No, I saw Empire and Jedi in the theater. Because remember, they used to stay in theaters a long time back then. And I definitely remember seeing Jedi. But I was probably 4 when Empire came out. I'm aging myself for everybody who can do math.
Yeah, right.
But remember, it was a special presentation on TV, too. They'd have the spitting logo, the special, and then Star Wars was on TV.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
It was different back then.
I saw Jedi in the theater, too. I remember seeing it
there. So we're hearing this conversation. Good luck, folks.
He's into it. I mean, you'll be able to find stuff on Google. Not everyone can know everything, but good
luck.
Well,
you got a question. The question is it original trilogy only? Are we talking the prequels and the sequels? Are we talking the expanded universe, the, you know, the legend
dopey
stuff?
TV shows, like, and all that stuff?
Right. Are we the Disneyverse? Are books, comics? What are we video games? There's
Again,
a lot here.
What I said
there
earlier,
is a lot.
Good luck, folks.
Right.
We got to have some sort of limitation.
Do we keep it to the original movies? The first six?
We don't talk about the sequels.
I think he can take anything. From what I'm hearing right now.
I have consumed a lot.
Yes, you have, and I'm my money's on Ed.
Eli in Plymouth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Which character is partially named after George Lucas's son?
Partially named.
Partially named.
Partially named. Right.
Who partially named someone?
What does that mean?
Like, I think it's just basically due to the fact that this character, he has a similar name.
I had such great expectations for this bit.
Would it be Luke?
Just ask a question.
Here's the thing. His son wasn't born when the original movies were made, so you're talking about probably a tertiary character from the prequel trilogy because he had nothing to do with the sequels. So, I mean, is it a name anybody's going to know without digging deep into the lore? No, it's not. There was no action figure name.
Probably not.
Is his son named Jonathan the Hutt?
Like, right. Did you Google this, sir?
Lukewarm water?
The Google's the cheat.
Right.
Was it some, you know, random senator from episode 1?
No, it was Dexter Jetster.
Oh, that's the guy from the diner. That is the multi-armed guy from the diner who spoke with Obi-Wan about the Kamino and dart that Jango Fett uses to take out the assassin that he used to go after Padme that Anakin then rescued as it went through the window. Little centipede things?
Right.
You can't start that with
I have chills listening to him speak about this. I'm like,
mind blown.
Oh, that's a fan.
Yes, it is.
The multi-armed diner guy.
Do I get credit for that at least?
I would think so.
Me in the dark.
Oh, Jesus.
You can serve
Eli,
so many
I like
grilled
your
cheese.
Question now because that really brought out
a lot.
Nerd stuff.
Nerd stuff. I felt like I was in a college class. Yeah.
And a long car ride.
I actually have a Kamino and dart if anybody would like to see it sometime.
Nice.
Come over.
Do we put Eli
dart.
In? We'll put him in.
He didn't get the name. Yeah, he asked for the name. Yeah.
Credit to him.
All right, Eli. All right,
you know what was great is Ed was answering that question, and the listeners, the people that were on hold, can hear what he's saying. And as he's answering, people are like, yeah, I'm gone. You're watching phone calls. Hang up in real time.
There's like this army coming over the hill, and then they saw what the one fighter did to like 18 people. And was like,
I almost want to call them losers for hanging up, but then to reflect on oneself, am I the loser
here? It was like that scene in Jerry Maguire where he's got all the lights going. And then one by one, there's just gone.
Yeah. Who's coming with me?
That one guy's like, well, what the Wookiee's name was isn't going to work.
Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hi,
my question is good, thank you. How old was Padme when she became Queen of Naboo?
I'm going to... She was in her early teens, and she was substantially older than Anakin, which puts a really creepy spin on the whole thing once you realize they got together. Was she 14?
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Have a good day, folks. Thank you. For the birthday wish yesterday. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I was at Jet A last night. Had to catch it before it got out of the theaters. All right, so everybody knows Jeremy Bullock played Boba Fett.
Not everybody knows that. I know that.
I did know that.
Yeah, I know that.
Andre, I did not know that.
Well, he's entering the room at a certain level.
Right.
Everybody knows.
All right, so got past us.
This is not the 101 class.
So he played Boba Fett, but who provided the voice of Boba Fett in the original trilogy?
God, nobody knows that guy's name. It's so obscure. Oh, wait, are you talking about... Are you talking about in the original release, or are you talking about the doctored
one? Not the new one. Right. Not the new one.
Because that was Timu who played Jango Fett. Right. He has revoiced everybody because, of course, the clones come from Jango Fett.
Oh, that's stupid. So to try to establish a bridge between the new stuff and the old stuff, they revoice the character?
And it's unfortunate because...
George Lucas for you.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Boba Fett's voice was amazing in the first one. This is something that I should know, and I'm sure I've read at some point in my life. But much like everything that my wife tells me, I have since forgotten.
What's the answer?
Was it some Western actor? Like he was in Westerns?
That I don't know, but I know his name.
Go ahead.
Did he give up?
Yeah, you got me.
John Wayne.
Jason Wingreen.
Yeah, whatever.
Congratulations to you. Wow. I don't even think that guy does the conventions. It was all Jeremy Bullock out there saying, rest in peace, Jeremy Bullock.
I don't think that guy even knows he did the voice.
I forgot. I did that.
Jeremy Bullock, rest his soul, he was such a nice guy at conventions. I've met him a couple times. Such a nice guy.
Now, this guy does up me because as a Star Wars nerd who has a Star Wars tattoo, I've never done the convention thing.
Really?
I'm not that nerdy. Like, I've got to maintain some sort of level of cool.
I'm over here.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've met a few of them. I met David Prowse. I met Bullock. I met them before the conventions went sky high in terms of autographs and stuff. I used to meet him for chiller conventions.
I'd meet Sandra Bullock. That'd be cool.
I had to look this guy up. Here's what's worse.
Jim J. Bullock.
He went uncredited.
Monroe.
So he appears as the voice in the original Star Wars run. Doesn't even get a credit at the end of the movie.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn is what he said.
Guy got paid $50 for that gig.
He also played in the same year, 1980, Dr. Brody in Airplane.
Can you imagine being in the original movie that kicked off the biggest movie franchise in the history of the planet?
Right.
And you can't even tell someone I was in that because they can't look it up.
Right. Or how about you go to show it to someone later because they don't believe you, and then they've redubbed your voice with some other person. What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to kill somebody.
All right, Andre, thank you. Great question. You're in the running for ZZ Top tickets. It's May the 4th. We're doing Star Wars trivia. Wendy.
Oh, hello.
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 You're wasting our time. I know you don't even have a good question. Go ahead.
I asked it. I said, what was Yoda's original name?
You see, you asked Phil that, not us.
Yoda?
Right.
Had an original Yoda. Name. Right. Now, what do you mean? Like in a script somewhere before the movie was made, or?
Like his what he was supposed to be before they changed it for The Empire Strikes Back.
Hmm. Yeah, see, this is one of those things. Does pre-production count as actual trivia, or are we talking about how deep we're going? This is one. She could say his name was, Fred. And we'd be like, oh, okay, we believe you. It was Fred.
Yeah.
Because everything has working titles. Like Luke's real first name was Starkiller.
Starkiller is a famous thing, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, how deep into George Lucas's notes are we going?
Oh, he said Starkiller. Someone hung up.
Was it a name that was repurposed for another character?
No, they didn't use it. They thought it was...
Stupid.
Not appropriate.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, don't get
it
me started
really
there.
It didn't suit him. No. It didn't suit Yoda.
It was Yoda Leahy Who. That was his full name. And he cut it down to Yoda.
Well, see what Yoda booger.
This whole thing's making me feel better about myself.
So was it like Kermit or something?
I don't know. Kermit. Other Muppets.
She said suit.
All right, what is
girly
it?
Name.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Buffy.
Buffy?
Buffy the Yoda Slayer?
Buffy.
That seems dubious.
We're going to look this up, Buffy. But we're going to put you in for now, but we'll verify.
Was he a stripper? Why was he Buffy?
Okay.
Buffy.
Ashley's the one who used to clean things.
Where did you, which website did you use to find that?
Star Wars it's with a Z.com.
I just looked up Buffy.
Buffy.
Okay. Yeah, no, hey. She's right. Really? At least according to this website, which is Dork Side of the Force. That's so clever. I know it's real.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, careful with what you put on the end of that there. Make sure it's the right .com and not like a .net. You might end up with something you don't want.
Oh, good. God, yeah.
But yes, no, multiple places reporting
that's
that.
Not a lightsaber.
Thank you, Wendy.
Derek Ross.
Good question.
Derek
you're Ross. In the running for the ZZ Top tickets.
And even immediately after that, it was Minch Yoda was originally
his
full name.
That was the one
name.
I knew.
And then
Minch.
They shortened it to just
in the
Yoda.
Recesses.
Right, just give advice.
Yeah, he was Jewish. He's a Minch.
Minch. Minch.
Oh, Minch.
With an I.
Well,
Stephen and Milford.
Good morning again, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
All right, so how old was Yoda when she died?
He. And it's 900.
Right.
When 900 years old you reach, look this good, you will not.
God damn.
I just watched that movie. Like, why did you test me on Jedi?
Get
I
wanted
to.
Your frustration and your half-ass impression.
That's, hey, Phil, that's the show promo right there. Yeah.
That
Steve
was,
going down in flames.
That was a full impression, by the way. My impressions are just terrible.
Nice. That was good.
Beautiful.
I pictured my eyes closed.
We have Ed sitting in. He's our ringer. Star Wars trivia. It's May the 4th. Marty and Milford.
Hi. There were a pair of actors who starred in a lot of Hammer films, the horror films Dracula and Frankenstein.
Which Peter Cushing and he played, I'm sorry, give me a second here. He played Christopher Lee.
Well, there were films that both characters were in, but separate films.
Oh, so you're asking what the films were. God. I got the actors.
Well, he wasn't going to. You got
that,
it right.
Hold it. Is that Star Wars trivia?
Right. That's actor trivia. You can ask me who the actors were.
That's
that were
degrees of separation trivia.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're too far off course here.
But one was a Dracula film. I know that, right?
Right. There were Dracula films, but Grand Moff Tarkin in the original Star Wars was Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee in Revenge of the Sith and Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, yep. I think we got to give that to Ed.
Yeah,
I think that's too far off course, but congratulations, nerd.
Yeah, wow.
Different galaxy.
If anything,
Marty.
This is reframing who you think
nerd.
Your audience might be. You guys are like, nah, look, we got this case of beer. We're going to concerts. Nope. Nerds.
Yeah, nerds.
Wow.
Fellow nerds. I mean that with
right,
love, guys.
Right.
Yes.
One of us.
Yeah. Kyle in North Haven.
How you doing,
hi.
Everyone?
Hello.
So how old was Yoda in the first movie.
In the first movie.
In A New Hope?
First Star Wars.
Oh, or in A Clone War? In The Clone Wars?
Episode 1 or Episode 4?
Yeah, sequential
episode
release
one.
or...
All right, so in The Phantom Menace, well, The Phantom Menace was what? 20-something years? So if he was 900 when he died, he would have been around 880 years. It's, what is it, 24
Close.
Years before?
Close.
24 Close. Years before Yavin, the Battle of Yavin?
896.
That's the name of the battle.
I know.
896 would have only been 4 years.
So that's got to be A New Hope he's talking about then.
I bet you if we quiz Ed on real American history, nothing.
George what Washington was the 10th president, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Greg, yeah, platinum teeth, yes.
And I was a mass comm major. Clearly, I didn't learn anything.
He knows the battle.
Well, that's
pretty
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's the delineation in time. It's before and after the Battle of Yavin.
It's not real.
It's real to me, damn it.
You don't know. You weren't there.
It's like B.C.
It's exactly what it is.
Before college. And B.C. is real.
Before
not
cool.
Their original first movie, not New Hope. Whatever the first one is.
Yeah, I thought we answered this.
Yeah.
It's right. 20-something years.
Like, no, he said 896. He answered it.
What's the answer you're looking for?
896.
896.
That would have
right.
only been 4 years, though. That's terrible math. The Clone Wars happened.
That's what it says. Fact check it.
Well, he's got it right because he didn't hear that. I heard the
wrong.
Answer, so
yes.
I got it right.
Mm. All right. We have your name and number, and then we're going to figure it out during the commercial break.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, man.
Nerd.
People are dropping off like flies here. Mike in Bristol.
Hey, why is it not wise to upset a Wookiee?
Because they'll rip your arms off.
Yeah.
I like that guy, though. That's a good one. I like that guy. He should win.
Boston Trumbull. Ross?
How many forms of communication is
4 million
CPO fluid in?
Is it 4 million or 400 million? I can't remember the zeros.
Neither.
What is it?
Over 6 million.
6 million.
6 million. He just said it in general. Yeah. Did he say 6?
That's McDonald's. How many burgers I sold.
That's McDonald's.
I think you got the updated one from the sequels when he got his software
that was the
update.
Empire Goes for Lunch.
Yes. Is it 6 million? I should have remembered this. I just saw it.
Holy smokes.
He said it in Jabba's Palace.
All right, Ed, thank you.
You're welcome. My favorite day of year. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm like 50% today.
Are you kidding me? That was amazing.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.